Hi, it's Rebecca Johnson with Be the Change, Change the World, and I'm trying out this new technology. It may or may not be that new, but I just found out about it from CoachJaneLee.com, and it's called Audio Boo, and I'm going to do a quick audio recording for you guys. Well, I don't know how long it's going to end up being because I want to share this with you. What I'm doing right now is a program by a guy, it's a guy by the name of Bob Doyle, and it's called Wealth Beyond Reason. And within the program, there is a workbook that I found that has some questions in it that I've been going through and answering. And I found it to be really powerful. So I'm going to share the three questions that I just answered with you. I'm going to actually do it again. So the assignment is to start trying to determine who my ideal self is. So the first question that I was asked was, what do you like about yourself? And I'm going to go through and make a quick list of things that I like about myself. One of the things, and I actually went and posted on Facebook a couple things that I liked about myself and asked other people to do the same, because I think it's really important that we do that. I don't know how often, at least not in my life, I haven't spent a lot of time being encouraged to like myself and to talk about the things that I like about myself and to be aware of what those are and to come out to the world, not in a cocky way, but in a confident way about who I am and what I value about myself. So anyway, I'm going to share a few things with you. And the reason why is I'm hoping that it will help you if this is something you've never done for yourself, because it was a really positive experience for me just to be able to say, hey, what do I really like about myself? So a couple things that I really like about myself are, one, I really like that I'm a very loving person. I like that I have a lot of empathy, that when I'm around other people, even if they're not talking to me, I can really sense a lot of times how someone else is feeling and what they're experiencing. And I not just sense it, but I care about it. I really like my intense appreciation of how things occur in nature and how beautiful the world around us is. I love being outdoors. I mean, things take my breath away all the time. Little simple things like laying under a tree, looking at the leaves as the wind kind of makes them flutter. A certain kind of butterfly, just watching a butterfly fly, even just looking at a patch of desert growth and getting down and looking really closely at it and seeing how much is actually occurring in that little space that from a distance just looks brown and kind of dead, but up close you see that there's so much going on there and so much that had to happen in nature for that little space to occur. And then you look up at the whole broad expanse and see a whole desert, and it's pretty incredible. Thing I like that my mind catches on and is aware of things like that. Another thing that I really like about myself is that I have a great sense of humor, and I know how to have fun, and I love to have fun, and I appreciate smiling and laughing and being happy, and I appreciate other people who bring that out in me. Another thing that I really like about myself is that I'm really adventurous, and I never miss an opportunity to try something new or take a risk. I'm not scared. When I was, 18, my sister and I strapped backpacks on our backs and just went off to Europe together for 2 months. And we had no idea what we were doing, but that experience changed our lives in ways that I can't even describe to you. But that was a pretty, borderline, maybe crazy, but also pretty brave thing to do. So those are a few things that I like about myself. The next question is, what would you change if you could? I would be more patient. I would complain a lot less. I just realized I'm reading this book called The Shadow Effect right now, and I had an awareness that I actually complain way too much. So that's something I would change. I'm not going to go into a lot more depth because I have only a couple more seconds to finish this up. But the final question is, when you arrive at a challenging or unpleasant situation,